And Warwick Hadfield joins us with some sports news again. Hello, Warwick.
Hello, Fran.
In rugby league, it's official. Trent Barrett will not be coaching Manly Warringah next year. It's happened.
Well, yeah, as we know, Fran, his departure by his own hand has been part of the coaching circus in rugby league. But for a while, no one was able to officially talk about it until the legal stuff had all been sorted. Now has, and once he gets the next two games out of his way, that's going to be interesting. He's off in search of another place under the big top, no doubt at the same time considering a quote from the greatest man of the circus of all time, P.T. Barnum: the safest plan and the most sure of success for a young man starting in life is to select the vocation for which is most congenial to his tastes. And for their part, Manly officials will, they've got a bad taste in their mouth. They won't be appointing a young coach again, not once, not ever, leaving all those experienced coaches having their own existential crisis at other clubs at the moment with yet another option to ponder. The big top is alive and well, Fran.
Yeah, indeed. In basketball, we'll see if there's more sense there. Liz Cambage's career enters uncharted territory, her first WNBA playoffs.
Yeah, Fran, look, the Dallas Wings have made the playoffs in large part due to Cambage, who is the leading point scorer for the WNBA, averaging 23 points a game, and second in the rebounds, just under 10 a game, which makes a mockery of those who claim she wouldn't prosper in this competition. Remembering, she's already set a record for most points in a game. That was early in the season. It should be noted, though, the Wings have only just got to the playoffs. They lost 10 of their last 11 games of the seasons, which means this match against Phoenix, the Phoenix Mercury, is of the sudden death variety, Fran.
Indeed. And in tennis, Ashley Barty is the top Australian seed for the US Open, going into the women's draw at number 18. Not bad.
Yeah, not bad. She's ranked at 17th in the world, and most of the seedings have been built around the computer, but officials have made a space for Serena Williams, and she's put in at 17. That's a spot that Barty might have got. But anyway, there's Daria Gavrilova is seated at 26th, and Nick Kyrgios at 30th. At the other end of the scale, Bernard Tomic and Tanasi Kokkinakis, they're playing right now, if you live on the right-hand side of Australia, looking up in a qualifying match, and last time I just checked in a few seconds ago, Tomic was ahead 4-1 in the first set, Fran. Interesting to report on that tomorrow.
Indeed. Warwick, thank you very much.
Good on you, Fran.